The following broadcast is paid for by the Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, that familiar music means one thing and one thing only. Every Wednesday morning at 8:30, it's time once again for Focus on Health, brought to you by our friends at Van Deest Medical Center. Now, more than ever, their focus is you. I'm being joined today with Lori Foster on this first day of September. Lori, very good day to you.
Very good day to you too, Pat. How are you?
Well,
on
not too bad.
First of September.
First of September, already 8 hours and 30 minutes old into the month.
It is hard to believe.
Yeah, and Labor Day is coming up next Monday. So next Monday is the last day you can wear white until Memorial Day. Next year.
So well, thank you for that tip, Pat.
that's what I've heard about fashion when the seasons change, I'm told. Anyway, but we have a good topic. We'll be learning all about a new physician here at Van Deest Medical Center.
Yes, most definitely. Dr. Elise Dewey is with us this morning, and so we're very excited to welcome her to our team at Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, welcome aboard. So we'll hear more from her in just a moment. But Lori, we got plenty of news going on at Van Deest Medical Center. So what can you enlighten us today?
Yes, I would like to make just some announcements and reminders. From last week's show, we talked about the COVID-19 vaccines, obviously encouraging vaccination for everyone. We have had questions, though, regarding the third doses. And as we mentioned last week, Van Deest Medical Center is working with Hamilton County Public Health. When we do have those doses, we will make them available. We encourage people to contact their primary care physician or provider to inquire about those. And those are for a very specific population that meet criteria. And I didn't know if you had a question there, Pat.
I was going to say, I think I know what the age bracket is. It's over 65 and those who are in healthcare professions. Am I right on that?
Actually, these third doses are for those that are immunocompromised.
Okay.
And so
okay.
There's very specific criteria that they need to meet in order to be eligible to receive those third doses. But you're probably referring to the boosters.
Yeah, boosters.
And yes. And there is a there's been a joint statement that's been released about a plan for those COVID-19 boosters for all Americans, and that is beginning the week of September 20th. So it would be those individuals who were fully vaccinated earliest in the vaccination rollout that would be eligible for those. We're waiting for authorization on those boosters. So once that those boosters have been authorized. We'll be putting a plan together and working again with Shelby and Hamilton County Public Health to make those available. I do want to share, I know this is a question that we've had from several and employees too, and we've shared. Many people know that there are several health systems in the state of Iowa and across the country that are mandating the vaccine. And at Van Deest Medical Center, we are currently 86% vaccinated, our staff is. And you bet, Pat, that is a round of applause. That is terrific, and that is a very high percentage. At this time, we have had discussions, but we are not going to be mandating the vaccine at this time due to the fact that we do have such a high vaccination rate. And there are some unique circumstances with some individuals for reasons that they may not be getting the vaccine at that time, at this time. But it does change. You know, your employee base changes all the time. And so we're very pleased that our staff is 86% vaccinated. So at this time, that is not being mandated.
That's very encouraging there, Lori.
Yes, it is encouraging.
Hats off to everyone at Van Deest.
Yes. And, you know, we spoke briefly about drive-through testing last week, too. So I do want to just touch on that briefly. We are seeing we're seeing more cases. We're seeing a higher prevalence. And so we do feel like the need for additional testing and drive-through testing does need to be made available. We're working to finalize the drive-through testing will be available beginning today at Van Deest Medical Center. And this is for patients, specifically for our clinic patients. We're also going to be implementing drive-through testing at our Fort Dodge clinic. And as soon as we have some signage and some of those final things in place, we will be implementing that as well.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so again, just encouraging everyone that is eligible to receive the vaccine to please take advantage and get the vaccine. Practice those public health measures. hand hygiene, socially distancing, wearing a mask. Universal masking is required in all of our facilities at Van Deese Medical Center and all of our clinics. And we are doing temperature screening and symptom screening for everyone that comes in. And then, of course, most importantly, if you are sick, please stay home.
Simple as that.
Yes. Simple as that. So more to come. As soon as we have updates on those boosters, we definitely will share with the public. In addition, I do have some announcements to make. I, of course, want to give a plug for our sixth annual golf outing.
Some positive
That's
news for a change.
Coming up, yes. Sunday, September 26th, it will be a 9 o'clock a.m. shotgun start out at Briggswoods Golf Course. This will be an 18-hole best ball tournament, and all the information can be found on our website if you go to www.vandeestmc.org. The registration form is there, sponsorship information, anything that you would need is there. And so we do have teams that are signing up daily. All proceeds for this event will support direct patient care needs at Van Deese Medical Center. And it will be a great day. And we're counting on some perfect weather. And again, September 26th, and we certainly hope you will join us.
Very good.
Yes.
Part of that.
And then we do have a big month in September that I will mention. September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. And our behavioral health team is putting together really a wonderful agenda of awareness items for our staff and for the community. Next week, we will have Anthony Wubin, who is a licensed master social worker, joined by Patty Tribal Leeds with CICS. They're going to be talking about suicide awareness and prevention. Then we will have an Empower Half Hour Facebook Live presentation on September 15th from 1 to 1:30. And then we do also want to encourage people next Friday, September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. And we're going to be encouraging all of our staff to wear green in support of suicide awareness and prevention. And we certainly encourage the public to join us in those efforts. You know, what's kind of interesting is people may see Project Semicolon related to this awareness month. You know, a semicolon in literature is used to, like, not end a sentence, but to continue on. Within that belief is that suicide is generally preventable. And so this mission of Project Semicolon is to help reduce the incidence of suicide in the world through connected community and greater access to information and resources. So people may be seeing that semicolon. We're going to be utilizing it in some of our efforts to create awareness as well.
And again, September 10th is the day to wear green.
Yes, it is. So don your green a week from this Friday.
Very good.
Yes. And with that, I think that does it for my announcements. We will have some things coming up even for the month of October. I'm excited to have some things roll out. It's hard to believe that we'd be talking about that, but yeah, it's already the 1st of September, so it's coming.
Yes, we'll also have some Halloween things, too.
Yes.
Van Deese Medical Center.
We most definitely will.
We're thinking about October.
Yes, we have a planning meeting for our annual Halloween event. That meeting is going to be taking place next week, so I'll have some details to share in upcoming programs.
We'll look forward to that.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a very special guest here today, one of the brand new physicians joining the Van Deese Medical Center family. So, Lori, I'll let you take it away.
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Yes, as you mentioned, I am very pleased to welcome and have with us this morning Dr. Elise Dewey, who is a medical doctor and PhD, who has joined our team at Van Deese Medical Center very recently during the month of August. Good morning to you, Dr. Dewey.
Good morning, Lori. I do want to say that it's so exciting to be joining a team that's got 10 minutes of announcements of wonderful things that are happening. I mean, that's some community support there. That's amazing.
Most definitely. And we do work very well with our community partners.
Yep.
And have a great thing going here. So we're so pleased that you have joined our team at Van Deese Medical Center. You started August 16th, have already begun seeing patients as of last week, and we were talking briefly before the program. Have had some full days already, so thrilled to have you both in the clinic and joining us in the hospital, too. So, you know, again, just as a welcome program, gosh, we want everyone to be able to learn more about you, what brought you here. And so maybe start, if you would, by telling us a little bit about yourself, sharing your background and maybe your education with our listeners.
Sure, certainly. So I am a mom of three. I have a new kindergartner. So that's a whole new learning. Or mom of two, sorry. I have a new kindergartner who's five, and then a son who is three. I'm married to my high school sweetheart, hard to believe, but he's a professor at Iowa State. It's been a long, long road there. Go Cyclones. I think we're still Wisconsin Badger fans at heart. I grew up in Wisconsin, and we're both from Wisconsin there. So I went to college in Ohio. When I was in college, I studied biochemistry and religious studies. So I really like putting things that are kind of opposites potentially together. Then I went on to the University of Illinois, downstate, not in Chicago. I was down in Champaign-Urbana, great little town there as well. Did a PhD in sociology and did my medical school there. For the PhD research and stuff, I studied chronic pain. Lovely, difficult subject. And I studied it specifically in American Indian communities. So I'm very interested in kind of the margins of society and maybe some of the bigger problems in the world. Then once we came to Iowa for my husband's work, I completed residency in Waterloo, which it's a special place in Iowa. I will miss certainly some things about Waterloo.
Very good. So you touched briefly that you grew up in Wisconsin and then kind of shared where you've gone since then. What prompted your career in medicine?
Yeah, so I decided about the same age as my daughter, age five, that I was going to be a doctor. And that was persistent. You know, nobody tried to unconvinced me from that, but that stayed very persistent. And, you know, it's probably my parents' fault. So I grew up in a family medicine clinic. My dad was a rural solo family practice provider in Wisconsin. And my mother was a nurse and did most of the administrative work at the clinic. And then my brother and I, in true family practice style, did shredding and chart prep. And, you know, back with paper charts, we would put the dictation in, we would repair. There was lots of tape involved to keep these charts alive and
absolutely
such.
Absolutely.
I grew up in family medicine, and I said, I don't know. I don't think I want to be exactly like my dad, right? And so I thought about pediatric oncology for the longest time, right? Which is almost the opposite of family medicine. It's this very specialized thing at this very specific point in time. And then my father brought me along to the large family medicine conference. Every year there's they call it Scientific Assembly now, or Family Medicine Experience, the large CME conference. And I met all these family docs that were doing these really awesome things. They were passionate, they were visionary, and they were the front lines of healthcare. And so they could really have the most impact on people. And they were also like super excited that I was a sociologist researcher. And so I was like, okay, these are my people. This is the specialty that I want to be in, just because it's going to have the most support and the most fun on a day-to-day basis.
And really can have the largest impact. I mean, yeah. Because it is such a broad scope when you're providing family medicine services, because you can kind of cover the gambit of all ages and all different things. And you're right, these really are. You are the front line of healthcare. And so I actually applaud your father, your parents. You had some great role models that really led you down this path.
Certainly, yes.
Yes. Well, this is great. I'm thrilled that you kind of shared your story and really kind of what led you to family practice and thereby then led you to Vandy's Medical Center in Webster City. As I shared, you have recently joined us and started seeing patients as of August 23rd. What is it that you would like to share, maybe in addition to what you just offered there, about your training, some of your research experience, which led you here, and how you see yourself really utilizing those critical pieces of your education and research as you really begin to develop your practice here?
Yeah, so I think in medicine, it's really important to use the evidence that exists. Patients may have already noticed that I'll look up stuff in the visit just to double check and make sure that we're really using the mm-hmm. most up-to-date evidence. And I want to use that evidence, but I also want to create new evidence. And so that's what research does, is really create the new evidence. Now, I'm a sociologist, so we're not going to be doing like large drug trials and creating new evidence or learning new things about COVID or anything like that. But we do need to figure out how to address some of the things that are most challenging, but make people sick as mm-hmm. well, sort of social things that can make people sick. And so I really want to know, you know, coming here new, I want to be the listener and I want to know about needs and struggles and challenges, and then really kind of dig into where those needs are the greatest, try to innovate on that. And when I'm in that space of working with people that have great needs, to innovate and hear their stories and all, that's where I find the most joy. And so that's what I'm most excited about, learning, being in this new rural context in Webster City, and very, very excited about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Just terrific to hear, Dr. Dewey. So let's do talk a little bit more about your specific practice for listeners out there. What types of patients do you see? Maybe talk about the demographics of your practice, of which has started but will continue to evolve, as we know.
Certainly, certainly. I mean, the easiest answer as far as types of patients is that I will see all types of patients. Mm-hmm. Whoever is there and needs something, I'm particularly interested in that true family medicine, that multi-generational, seeing the grandma, seeing mom, seeing dad, seeing the children, so seeing multiple generations of the family. And because I'm younger and I'm mom as well, I do really love mom-baby pairs and really helping support some of that new parenting journey and such that's such a wonderful but can be a difficult time as well.
Oh, it definitely can be challenging. And as you shared, you can very much relate on a personal note with those new mothers, yet offering the professional advice that a patient might be seeking for themselves or for their baby, for their children. So wonderful connections made there. let's talk specifically, too, about some of the different types of services and procedures that you are able to provide within the scope of your practice.
Yeah, so the first, service I would say is that preventive care is one of the things that I love discussing. We can discuss the evidence on what's good preventive care. We can go through lifestyle things. We can do some basic health education about things. I also am very willing in non-preventive care to take off skin lesions and do things like that, biopsies if you have anything that you're worried about, contraception, insertion, Nexplanons, IUDs, those are other procedures, certainly very willing to do joint injections. Should you break your arm and you just want to come to clinic, I mean, we can figure it out. So the whole from something that's going to maybe have a very long effect to what's broken right now and we just need to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So from kind of those chronic conditions that, and we may get into those a little bit more, to the very acute, visits that we have and very often see in a family practice clinic. So are there any specialties? You did talk about mom and baby pairs. Any other specialties or particular areas of interest that that you want to share with listeners?
Yeah, so I find that shared decision making is really important. Now, that's something that we kind of throw around in the lingo. What does that mean to do shared decision making with patients? I think it means that we create a story together. Every new story that comes in is so exciting for me and such a privilege for me to get to listen to. The other thing that I find particularly interesting and important is that family medicine has this idea of the four C's. And so I really want to be kind of that first point of contact. And so then once you have a question, you have a problem, make an appointment. We talk about what the next steps are. And we're going to do that in a coordinated way, a collaborative way, a compassionate way. But then if other people need to be involved, other specialists, then I want to be the one who can kind of help navigate through that healthcare system and be the one to say, hey, I'm not sure what that specialist said. You know, what can we come back and discuss that a little bit more? And then I want to make sure that we address that problem in the most comprehensive way. So really involve everybody that we need and really get to the bottom of it. So it's not exactly like special areas of interest. That's the way to kind of deal with every patient, I think, is make mm-hmm. that story together and then navigate through that healthcare system in this coordinated, collaborative way.
And I think in today's healthcare system, that is absolutely necessary. So I love that you're sharing that with listeners and really embrace that for your practice and with each patient that you do encounter. You know, if I were to ask your practice philosophy, and again, you know, it's new, it's going to be changing, but what is it? What's important for patients to know about the way that you practice?
Yeah, the patient is the leader, I would say. You know, I'm not going to come in as some great healer or great fixer. Actually had a patient already say, are you a miracle worker? And I said, no, but we're gonna work on this together. And I need a lot of your work, and I know that you're willing to do that, and that trust is what makes one, you know, willing to do that. I strive for myself for excellence. And then I also like to innovate. So if there's something new, if there's something old and we need to make it better. And then I don't like to take things too seriously. I was trying to figure out how to be a little more funny talking about myself. It's a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I do really enjoy the use of humor. And as they say, right, laughter is the best medicine and such. And so I think that is really important just for making the exam room a more comfortable space and also building that relationship.
Absolutely. And we know that quite often when people are coming to seek healthcare services, there are uncertainties. And so that does create, you know, anxiety and fear, and it can be uncomfortable. And doing what we can to keep I guess, keep patients more comfortable, have them be more at ease. And I definitely think, you know, like you say, wonderful to have some humor. Just healthcare can be serious enough. So, yeah, it's in it. It really does allow for those relationships to really become stronger. I mean, trust really is at the key and at the base of those relationships. So yeah. Great. So a question that people may have that are listening, they obviously you do see patients in the clinic here in Webster City. Do you also or will you also be seeing patients in the hospital, admitting patients and then rounding with patients and caring for patients in the hospital?
Yes, I will also be doing that. And then I think an important part of that hospital, seeing patients in the hospital, is that transition visit back out to wherever you go next, whether it's back home. And so also doing those kind of visits back in clinic to keep that coordination there.
Very good. And that is one thing that I will say about Van Deese Medical Center and our family health clinics. That continuity of care really makes our practice unique. And we have several physicians that obviously do see patients in the clinic and can transition, oversee those patients in the hospital if necessary in the inpatient setting. And as Dr. Dewey mentioned, coordinating their care wherever they may be. And that is a key piece. And as all of us age and unfortunately our health can change, and we can develop maybe some chronic conditions or have some issues, that becomes really important that that physician, that healthcare provider that has seen you, has come to know your story, knows your background, is there when you find yourself maybe having to be admitted into the hospital and can follow you through that process. So that is a key piece, and I do love that that does set our clinic apart from others. As a member of our healthcare team at Van Deese Medical Center, what do you most look forward to as you're kind of starting your practice, and maybe even share on what goals you have for your practice, Dr. Dewey?
I'm most excited about forming these partnerships with patients. I'm very excited about the welcoming colleagues, and as we heard in the announcements at the beginning, great leadership in innovative healthcare organization. I want to provide excellent care. And as a newer physician, just see kind of how things build and develop, grow and develop, and always be ready to improve, willing, and motivated to do that improvement.
Terrific. Well, this is the perfect organization for you to be a part of then. We are so happy that you're part of our team at Van Deese Medical Center. Let's talk about your days and hours at Van Deese Family Health Clinic here in Webster City. When are you available to see patients?
Yeah, so I'm available from 7:30 to 5 every day of the week except Wednesday. Hump day or whatever they call it in college lingo. That's my day off. I really do want to let people know that I will try hard to kind of work people in. If you're someone who's established with me, I would like to make sure that there's availability for whatever you need that day. But also know that I'm going to give each patient the time that they need. And so if I run a little bit behind, it's probably because somebody that day did need a little bit more time, and then that ebbs and flows and isn't necessarily just right on what the clock says.
Right. That does happen for sure. Well, before we finish out our program, I'm Dr. Dewey. When you're not seeing patients in the clinic or the hospital, tell us what you enjoy most during your free time. What is it you like to do?
Yeah. In one word, I would say it would be a general adventuring. So you might find me by the waterfalls in Brig Woods. You might find me on the bike trail. If you find me on the bike trail, it's going to be a very long chain. There will be me and a ride behind and then another bike and then another ride behind and maybe the bike stroller because we have to haul something. I do also enjoy swimming, although I am a chlorine water swimmer, so I probably won't be swimming in the Boone River or anything like that. I'm an oboe player, so I don't have any ensemble right now, but if anyone has need of an oboe player, I am out there. I love gardening, although right now it's mostly admiring other people's gardening, but again, that adventuring into the dirt and all of that is very important. Of course, all of these things with my family.
Very good. Wonderful. Well, Dr. Dewey, again, thank you for being with us today on the program. We welcome you to Van Deese Medical Center. For those that are interested in scheduling an appointment with Dr. Dewey at Van Deese Family Health Clinic here in Webster City, the number to call is 832-7800. Again, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Well, thanks again, Dr. Dewey. And Lori, we'll look forward to some special guests next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Pat.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks, Lori Foster. And that does it for Focus on Health for this week, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center. Now, more than ever, their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers.